It is the Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. Good morning, everybody. It is Wednesday, November 18th, 2020. We're coming to you live. We're just days away from Thanksgiving, where you're not allowed to celebrate. Don't dare go to anybody's house.
Oh, no. I saw somebody had a meme where they said the cops were kicking in their door because they saw them buy a turkey that fed five to eight people. We got you.
Mm-hmm. That's right. I didn't think about that. The turkey people were probably like, wait,
right.
Hold on a second. We're counting on this. How's everybody doing today?
Good.
See, Spanish is wearing the same
shirt. Fantastic. This is the same shirt, actually.
Oh, I didn't really know. I was just joking. What's happening? We in a good mood today? I'm in a good mood for some reason.
Sure.
For some reason.
I don't know. Sometimes I wake up and it takes me a little while to kind of, you know, just like wake up and be in a good mood. Today I woke up and I was like, hello, everybody.
I
had a good dream. You want to talk about it?
Nope.
Maybe.
Please, no.
No. Try it. I can't remember it. Carmijan?
Yes.
Did you like the picture I posted yesterday?
I did. Thank you.
Hey.
A little throwback.
I was flipping through my phone and I found that and I was like, well, this is lovely. Let me put this up. Maybe I could kind of redeem myself a little bit.
Yeah, that was a photo shoot I did about a year ago with our friend Blake, who is an awesome photographer. But I want to do that again. I'm down a pound. So I'm only 4 pounds away from my carrying weight, you know?
What is carrying weight?
Carrying weight is just something like...
She's pregnant.
No, it's just something that it's an easy weight for me to stay at that I feel like I look good at.
No. I mean, what is the phrase carrying weight? I've never heard that before.
That's what I call it.
So it's just your thing.
Yeah, it's a weight that I feel the most comfortable at, that I feel that I look good at,
okay.
And it's easy for me to hold that
it
weight.
It should be the Carmen weight then.
Yeah, the carrying weight.
Well, I want everyone else can use it if they want. They can have a carrying weight.
Carrying weight.
What?
It just doesn't make any sense to me.
I think it makes perfect sense. It's the weight that you carry.
Who's choking to death?
I was clearing my throat.
I don't know. I think carrying weight should be like only judged by how much you weigh before I can't carry you anymore.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's like not good.
If you tip the scales at, I don't know. Carmen, I couldn't even guess how much you weigh.
Like, ideal weight makes more sense.
Yeah, but I say carrying weight.
I would say Carmen. Yeah.
I'm not giving up on that.
No, I guess not.
That's what we call it.
I would say Carmen weighs 154.
And what do you think my carrying weight is? I'm not giving up on that.
You know what's running thin? My carrying weight.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, other guesses? Tell us whether we're high.
Okay,
well, don't
so
tell
let me,
yet.
Let me. I'm going to have to base on what I think my wife weighs to what you weigh. I would think you guys are similar. You're similar in size. Mm-hmm. I would.
I remember when you were weighing me to be able to come in studio.
I don't remember. I don't remember at all.
I wasn't allowed to get over 160.
I just said,
what?
You're the worst.
Jesus,
literally,
Joe.
Just said no. What do you don't say anything?
That's not what I weigh.
All right. Well, anyway,
that gives us a ballpark.
I'm gonna guess 148.
Okay.
He wasn't. He has 280.
Yeah.
No, I mean, Galvin, you guessed 154, so I would have been in your range just to be safe. But I think less than that, so I'm going to say 148.
Spanish?
I will say 150 even.
Gio?
I'm going to say 135.
Joe said 3 stone.
He said half an oxen.
Cows. One goat.
Oh.
A goat?
Small baby Carmen, goat. Who is the closest?
I want a baby goat. Mike was.
Oh.
What did I say? 148?
148.
Yes.
So it's 149?
Yes.
All right.
Nailed it. Yeah. And I like to be 145.
If Carmen had to guess some of our weights, what do you think that would be?
Ooh, Carmen, I'd like to do that.
I have no idea.
Yeah, it's okay. We didn't know yours either. Just shot in the dark. Yeah.
Okay, so Spanish, I know he's always kind of close to me, so I think Spanish is like 155.
I would have said you're 148, I would have said Spanish 150.
I'd say
but
Spanish.
He's muscle.
I'd say Spanish is more like 168 or something. Are we all guessing, or is just Carmen guessing?
It doesn't matter.
You want me to tell you?
All right, Carmen.
Well, when we're done, whoever wants to guess can guess. And then
Carmen says 155 for Spanish.
Yes.
Who's next?
162.
No. Oh, Jesus Christ.
That's you, Joe.
Carmen.
No, let's do one at a time. Let's do one at a time. Is Gio, do you want to guess?
For Spanish?
Yeah.
I'd say he's probably 140s.
Okay. All right. Spanish, who was closest?
I am 163.
I said 168.
I think Joe said 162.
Well, he lives with you.
Yeah, you're always on top of him.
Yeah. He feels your water.
He feels it, yeah.
Yeah. All right, Carmen, who do you want to guess next?
We can go Gio. We'll work our way. I think Gio. Oh, he's tall and he's dense.
He's a dense.
Well, his liver is full.
Oh, yeah.
It's true, but it's probably shrunk from rotting.
Yeah, but it could be rock hard.
Yeah,
that's true.
Do you have an enlarged gallbladder?
Oh, man. All his organs are oversized.
I will go 235 for Gio.
You're the best.
I have no idea.
I would add Gio at 270.
Yeah, I would have said right around there as well. I'm going to go 274.
I'll go 280.
No, I don't think
sing
280.
It?
280. I actually would like to change mine. Can I change mine?
No, you can't.
No, because he already gave us a clue.
How much do biscuits and gravy weigh?
Let's see. Biscuits and gravy twice a week for 4 years times pie. No, I mean an actual piece of pie. Yeah. All right. So who's closest,
174.
Gio?
174.
174.
All right. I mean 274.
What? That's
what? Yeah, you can tell us who's closest.
Galvin's closest.
What did you say?
I said 274, and Joe copied me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Usually, I'm within between 260 and 270.
So that's your carrying weight.
Yeah, I go up and down with you there.
All right. Do me, Carmen. Do me.
Oh, no. Okay, well, based on... Okay, so now I got to think about Gio and then think about you.
I haven't seen Galvin in so long. I don't know which shade of De Niro he is right now. I don't know which...
I'm working back towards right. Cape Fear.
Dude, I put the picture up for you on your birthday.
Yeah.
You're too skinny.
No, not at all. Yeah, by the way, some guy goes, whoa, I remember skinny y'all, and it's been years. Happy birthday. And I go, or just happy birthday.
Yeah.
Maybe we could just do that.
Although I have to tell you, Galvin, that is, it isn't necessarily an insult. I know what you're saying.
I know,
you're right.
I know.
Because that's like super skinny Galvin. That's like marathon running Galvin.
Yeah, that was like right before or after probably a marathon.
Yeah, like I don't ever look at you and go, Galvin's fat. I look at skinny Galvin and go, that's insane. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's a difference. You have a good carrying weight.
Yeah.
What is my carrying weight, Carmen?
Okay, so based on Gio, I'm trying to think back to the lightning party when we all were together. I'm going to go, Gio's 274, you're 282.
All right.
Because you're a little bit taller than Gio.
What other guesses?
I was not 274, by the way.
What were you?
I was closest.
Oh.
275.
Come on.
Who else?
What did you say, Gio?
What's that?
No, he wasn't guessing.
Who just guessed? Carmen?
Carmen guessed 282. Yeah.
282. Oh, man. She's looking at you. I haven't seen you. I'm going to say... you're so tall, though. I'm going to say 278.
I'll go 265.
280.
All right. Gio, what do you think?
I'd say 278.
I am happy to say that every one of you is high. Spanish was the closest.
Your height is making it hard to tell.
And yeah. I've recently lost weight, too, so.
Okay. All right. All right, get it in. Get the biggies in.
All right, Mike Kelta.
Oh, man, I got to start again?
You will not insult me, Carmen. Just get think of what you, it's funnier if you just be honest.
Right. No, I'm not worried about that. I'm just trying to.
Well, you should be.
Well, I'm just.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
I'm just trying to judge based on Galvin
right,
and Gio. So I'm like, I will
I have
go.
A good carrying weight.
You have a great carrying weight. And you lost, and you've lost a lot of weight lately.
So now it could be tricky.
Oh, I'm going to go 299.
You're adorable.
Just a random number. Anyone else want to go? Someone else.
No one's job is on the line.
I'm going to go, since you lost that, you're 6'2", almost 6'3", right? Somewhere in there. I'm going to say 320.
I will say 78 total pounds.
Maybe Twisted Steel and sex appeal.
I'm back to my fourth grade weight.
Spanish? Yes, for real, you go, idiot.
I will go 275.
I'm going to say 325.
Price is right. You're going five more than me.
You could have gone over, though.
I say 315.
You're all coming in a little low. More than... I haven't cracked the 300 level yet. That's going to be... Don't worry, when I do, you'll see fireworks in the sky. I haven't been below 300 pounds since... I was in my 20s, and I'll probably get there by January or February. Well, maybe not through the holidays. Maybe February of this year.
I was going to say, we need to keep these and see what our weight is after the holidays.
Oh, my God. Wow. I have to tell you.
Thank you.
So I'm going to be eating next week.
Yeah,
right?
You better.
Well.
It's the American way. If you don't,
yeah,
you got
to be American. You got to move to Russia.
You got
to
go.
So even my brother, who has dropped over 102 pounds, as you know, we both decided that Thanksgiving week we were going to take off. But in preparation for that, I had to change my diet now so that my body doesn't get shocked next week. I had to incorporate a couple of things in.
Yeah. Oh, I saw that pizza.
I didn't incorporate that pizza.
What?
I didn't
take a
picture of it yet.
Is that what we're calling it when we eat a whole pizza incorporating it? I'm going to incorporate a whole pizza, some wings.
Yeah.
I'm going to incorporate some Bassano cheesecake.
Mm-hmm. I thought about that. I thought about that today. So the thing is, like, you're supposed to incorporate a couple of, like, healthier things, like some avocado and some
healthy fats.
And stuff. Yeah. So I started to do that, and I don't like it. I'm like, this is throwing me off now. I'm so used
to it. Well, here's the interesting thing. You said that week, so are you going to actually eat differently that week or just the meal?
Well, that was my thing. I'm going to go nuts that week. I was like, I'm eating potato chips. I'm eating Bassano cheesecake. I'm doing all this stuff. And my brother's like, I think I might just eat on Thanksgiving. I'm like, you're out of your goddamn mind. You lost 102 pounds. Crank it up and eat next week. But now after yesterday, I was like, I don't know.
And it's gonna hurt.
What?
It'll hurt your tum tum.
Yeah, and your bum bum.
This tum tum and bum bum are made of steel. I'm not worried about that.
Oh.
So yesterday I did do something. So you know we're staying.
Maybe that's where the weight's coming from. If you have a steel tum tum and bum bum, you should have a doctor look at that. Meanwhile, Mike's 175. They're like, we took out his steel tum tum and bum bum.
I actually had to put my steel bum bum in. Just so everybody can
make it better.
Yeah, it didn't rust. We're staying in a cabin that we rented, right? So I, Bobby has these things, these steak tips that he gets from this place called Dom's, and it's like famous for steak tips, I guess, in Boston.
Right.
And you're very much like this, Galvin, too. You don't love everything as much as somebody loves something. You know what I mean? Like somebody's like, you gotta. Like I remember, Del Frisco is the best steak I ever had. Galvin had it. And he went, tastes like a steak. Like,
right? You know,
it's never as good as this, the person who loves it thinks it is. So then,
except
Bobby,
for my pickle pinwheels,
those were surprisingly good. The pickle pinwheels are so good that I don't eat any of those ingredients. I hate cold cuts.
But together,
but then you're mixing them with other stuff that shouldn't taste good together, and they were delicious. Yeah. So he sent me these Dom steak tips. He, ordered them from the company, and I grilled them up and I ate them, and they were goddamn fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
So I ordered 6 pounds of them to be shipped out.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
So I sent out a text and said, hey, on this date, Dom steak tips are coming. Only to get a return text from my brother on Wednesday. Lou Malnati's pizza from Chicago is being shipped.
Oh, like, oh man.
Now we're getting, we can't travel to all these places, so we're bringing all the food into us.
I will tell you, the only thing like that where people are like, oh, you got to this and this, oh, this is the best, whatever, it was my buddy who was from Philly who said Philly cheese. And I'm like, yeah, I've had Philly cheesesteak. Meanwhile, it was like at Applebee's or something.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, 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 I'm going to bring some home. And he brought a cooler with him and packed it up and brought it home with him on the plane. And we had Philly cheesesteaks from my Geno's or whatever, Pat's, whichever one it was. But unbelievable. Now I get it. I'm like, all right, I get it.
Which, I don't know, I think I might have shared this with you, but that's one of my fattest moments ever, is Pete and, Pete and I went to see the Bucks and the Eagles play in Philly, first game in the new stadium, and when we were done, we walked out and we went over, we took a cab over to the cheesesteak place, and there's, what are the two of them?
Geno's and Pat's.
Pat's, and they're right near each other. So we went to Geno's and we got our cheesesteaks. Then we got a cab. Now, this is before Uber and before Uber Eats and all this stuff. It was just a regular yellow cab. So we got a cab, and we took the cab from Geno's to the hotel, and we're eating our cheesesteaks in the car. The guy said it was okay. And we're like, what's the difference? He's like, I like Pat's better. And we're like, well, and we got Geno's. We don't know what Pat... So we paid the guy to go back to Pat's and get us more cheesesteaks and bring it back to the hotel after he dropped us off.
Nice.
We invented Uber Eats.
No, also, I think you invented what Bobby Kelly did on Louis C.K.'s show. The
Bang Bang?
Bang Bang, yeah.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. We went two meals back to back.
Right.
Oh, man, that's pretty good. So, yeah, we were doing it before it was fashionable. Just saying. God, I'm looking at this video now. That doesn't really look that great to me right now. Like, that's not what I'm craving.
Oh, those onions.
Oh, that's what I would rather eat, the onions.
Oh, the cheese.
That's also good.
I just want everything covered in cheese.
So for my birthday, I got a rowing machine, and it's unbelievable. I used it yesterday, and wow, that is a workout. But I posted a picture of it, and I said, this thing's really a workout to put together.
Yeah.
Because I had to put it together. And so, you know, people are commenting, hey, check out this. They have good tips. Oh, I love rowing machines. Where'd you get it? How much? You know, and one guy was like, did you make room for the in the garage whenever you stop using it, whatever? And, you know, making a joke. And so I made a joke back. I said, no, I figured when I'm done using it, I just shove it up your, you know. And he was like, geez, for a guy who tries to be funny, I thought you'd be able to take a joke and this and that. And I was, he goes, why are you getting so upset? And I go, I'm not upset. Why are you getting upset? You
made a joke. Can tell through
no,
writing.
But yeah, but I go, you made a joke, and then I made a joke. And I go, by the way, that's the second time you referenced trying to be funny. I said, I see what you're doing there. And I go, there's no law that you have to follow me. And he's like, well, I'm not going to follow you, but just so you know, I've been listening to you since you were on 99 Rock and Destin. And I go, okay. Then if you don't know my sense of humor, I don't know what to tell you. Like, did you really think when I'm done with this, I'm going to come over and go, all right, well, take your pants off. It's going, it's going in your steel bum bum.
Yeah.
There it goes. Unbelievable.
Some lady said to me, she got mad at me during the election, and she's like, if you're going to follow Trump, I can't listen to your show anymore. And I'm like, oh, okay. I'm not going to argue with that. Whatever you want to do.
Right.
And then she emailed me yesterday about the election thing that we were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd be like, what? I thought you weren't listening anymore.
We caught you. We caught you, Karen.
All right. It is Wednesday. Galvin has a brand new open letter coming up this morning at 8 o'clock hour. I just thought of something. We have to prepare. I have to prepare for karaoke tomorrow.
Oh.
But what's going to be awkward is I have to just sing in front of Gio.
Everybody is aware that it's food-related, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
So it has to, you know, it doesn't have to be, like, super food. Like, if it says it in the lyrics or the artist has something to do with food or the title or whatever, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All
right. Gio is coming over here because he can't do it from his house.
Right, right.
So it's going to be weird. I'm going to look right in his eyes while he's singing.
If everybody can email me their version of what they want, you know, the karaoke version, so I can play it here, I guess, right? Because you're not, are you able to play it there, Mike, or no?
I mean, I could play it off the computer, but I don't think you'll be able to hear it. So, no, you're going to have to play it.
Okay.
You're going to play it. I'll do it simultaneously here so we can have lyrics and stuff. And
right. Just everybody make sure they email me that. Otherwise, you're
should
out.
Should be a giant cluster F.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then Friday is our big Thanksgiving celebration.
Uh-huh.
Where Pap and Spanish are actually going to be here at my house.
Oh.
We're having a Thursday night sleepover.
Oh, boy.
And then...
anybody get the chicken hat?
Can you believe that goddamn thing sold out?
Oh, yes, absolutely. By the way, I have some stuff coming up in news that I'm sure will sell out as well.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I don't know who buys that stuff. But then again, I'm the idiot running around buying McDonald's Travis Scott shirts for my son.
So. Right. Yeah. You know, it's good. People are like, oh, this would be hilarious. You know, I would have bet a lot of millennials think that's, you know, super funny to have a turkey on your head.
I don't know. I can't. I don't. Like, I watched them talk about it on the news after you talked about it.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, look at this. This is hilarious. A giant stuffed chicken. I go, what's hilarious about that? It's a dumb pillow.
Hey, the guy got rich off of selling pet rocks. Never underestimate the stupidity of the people.
I have an impression that is dead on.
Oh.
I have an impression that it's dead on, but you're never going to guess who it is. Okay. Well, I guess you will, because I think the only word I could say kind of gives it away. No, I'm just going to say hello, like he says it. Hello. Hello. You don't understand. It is dead on. I was watching TV. I'll give you. I was watching TV.
I know who it is.
I think I know.
It's what is his name? Paulie from New Dorp.
No.
This
is Alf. Alf is what I heard too.
Sounds a little bit like Alf. But
hey, Willie.
Yeah, that's Alf. This is
look, Alf.
Hello. This is. I'll tell you. I'll give you a little bit more information.
It's a little bit.
It is somebody who is nationally known.
Okay.
I'm not saying for what or the caliber. Somebody who's nationally known, and it's on TV. Because I was in my closet sitting down, and it came on TV last night, and he said, hello! And I said, hello! And we helloed back and forth to each other the whole night.
Is it the vet? Doctor, whatever his name is?
No.
No. All right. Somebody that we're all going to know who this person is?
Yes, I don't. If I gave you his name, I don't know if you'd know. But then I'll be like this guy, and you're gonna go, "Oh yeah," like you've all definitely have seen this guy 1,000 times.
Oh, is it Ned Niedermeyer or whatever from Groundhog Day?
No. Niedermeyer is from Animal House.
Oh, Niedermeyer, yeah.
Ned is from a horrible show, cheating in the ratings. Hello.
Hello. You're going to probably have to give us a little bit more.
Tease it through the break. Hello. I got you. That's all I've really managed to nail down right now. I'll practice during the break and see if I can do more.
All right.
The key, though, that's his thing. That's his attention thing. I'll tell you during the break. If you have some guesses, 727-579-1025. Or 800-771-1025. Just tell Carmen your guess. Just say, I got a guess, and it's this.
Just give it to us one more time.
Hello! Okay. You don't understand. I have to put my tongue in between my front two teeth when I do it. Hello! All right, I'll tell you next. It's a Mike Calta show. Goodbye! You're listening.